K-State Nation, we are 3-0. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas, out there in Wildcat Nation. Eddie Greer coming to you from a humid Sunday here in Kansas City, Missouri on this Sunday, the 15th of September, 2024. This is the Reaction Podcast here, folks, here for... This might be shorter than usual because I have an appointment to go to. But real quick, Kansas State Wildcats, your KC Wildcats, just manhandled the Arizona Wildcats on Friday night in Arakis, Manhattan, Kansas. There, 31-7 and snaps Arizona's not the longest winning streak in college football, which was Arizona at 9 games. You know, I was coming off a Friday night run, getting ready for yesterday's relay race. And I wish I've seen the video a couple times now, and probably will see it again. And probably going to feature Dylan Edwards here on the podcast this week, because K-State will be on a bye this week before Oklahoma State comes calling. But holy smokes, How time changes within 2 minutes. 2 minutes, because I was walking. The funny thing is, and don't want to bring in Chipotle in the mix, but I'm going to have to bring him in here and just did not sponsor this podcast. But, of course, Friday night, saw a long-ass line, didn't get in it. So I was traveling back home, back to the crib. Got out of Chipotle and went to somewhere else. And the next thing I know, just as I got back in his car, cranked it up. Dylan Edwards, oh, you can feel it, man. You can feel it through the radio. He was taking this thing. I got to listen to the radio call now. I have yet to listen to the actual call, but holy smokes, electrifying return. Which kind of was the downfall of Arizona there as well. But Avery Johnson going triple-double pretty much. And what I mean saying that, I'm not talking about basketball terms. Triple-double meaning doubling up in rushing yards, over 100 yards. And, of course, passed over, I think over, I got the box score up here now. Over 150 as well. Avery looked much. Avery continues to get better. The defense, oh man, the defense came out. Stopped, yeah, the wide receiver got his. Can't remember his name. Top of his head, doesn't matter. Number four, the best. He was one of the best in the league. No Fafita. Now I do remember that name. We've talked about him on the preview podcast. K-State defense stifled him and. I said on that preview pod that the D-line, you got to put pressure on the quarterback and put pressure on him, make him uncomfortable a little bit. Did I not say that on that podcast? Now, if you're new to the podcast, I would advise you to go back and listen to that podcast as well as the rest of the podcast out there. As here in another 2 hours, K-State Women's Volleyball will take center stage at home as they look forward to upset North Carolina later on this afternoon. At Morgan Family Arena. When this comes out, that game will be already finished. So this will come out tonight, but that's all around. Now, mistake was made. This could have been, now again, it didn't turn out to be a huge factor, whatever, but man, very disappointed. And once again, late game management. And this came in the first half. Avery Johnson got, and again, yeah, a rookie mistake. You want to say that. Give some of that, but again, you had a timeout, and that was probably the worst play of the night, if you ask me. There, second quarter, you had an opportunity to, you had a ball, you were getting, were they getting the ball in this? Yeah, they were getting the ball, so you had a chance to double up on Arizona, but it turns out we didn't need it, but that, in that type of the game, right, you had an opportunity, well, put Arizona down 10, yeah, put them down 10, but instead... It was still a one-score game, and of course, Chris Tennant in that first half missed a field goal. Probably the downside, his first field goal of the season. Probably the only negative mark so far for the special teams, because this special teams 3-for-3 in scoring. here in 2024. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, Postcast Reaction. K-State manhandles Arizona, 20th ranked Arizona, 31-7, and going into the bye week, unbeaten 3-0. And now they'll, in next week, not this week coming, but the following week, they will get welcome Big 12 play and opponent Oklahoma State. Eddie Greer, the third chicken. We will again have more analysis on, we'll go back to Tulane and deep dive on into two, on in, not a Tulane, not only just Tulane, but Arizona. Alex Aiden over there on that podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden, download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-E-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast there as well. Yeah, Avery Johnson, 156 yards, 110 yards on the ground. We already said that. Yeah, man, I would, again, with already covered circumstances now, so we're in a different time frame now, but I wish I was in that building Friday night. Boy, you can hear that thing in the TV, through the TV. I see it. So, again, shout out K-State Nation. Y'all showed out. As I knew y'all would, because top 20 matchup, electrifying crowd. You know this. I think if you don't know this already, then I don't know where you've been at the last 10 years, 10 or plus so years, but where that's Chris Klieman, Bill Snyder at the helm of this team. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, one of the toughest places home crowds to face in all college football, hands down. I mean, yeah, the SEC, all its mammoth stadiums and whatnot, you know, I can name off the top of my head the Swamp being a electrifying atmosphere. The Florida Gators, they need to get rid of their head coach. yeah, that's a whole other podcast. That's a whole other podcast. I can go down that rabbit hole with that. Tennessee, that's a good one. Obviously Oklahoma, things like that. But when it comes to prime, especially when it's, I think it's doubled up when it's primetime games. I've heard it, I've seen it, I've been in it. And it's nothing like being in Manhattan, Kansas, especially when you have a good football team. Chris Klieman, 3-0 so far, 224. K-State, they're clicking on all cylinders now. I was worried. I was listening on the radio call, again, on the way back to the crib. Again, going back to early in the game, I was like, when Arizona walked down the field, all the way down the field for their first score game, like, oh, boy, here we go. Here we go. It's going to be a wild shootout. So I thought it would be, but turned out, K-State after that settled down and really just stifled this Arizona offense there in this football game. So, K-State, and here's a record. Here's a number here. 146-47 here. So, Chris Klieman acknowledged the crowd during his press conference there as well. So, hey, look, this is what you can be. Look, if you're on your A game right here, and I probably say to this point, and we still got a long way to go, obviously KU faltering yet again. K-State plays like, so far, this is K-State's best game, and I'm already saying it already, but there's, again, a lot more football left ahead on the road, and Big 12 conference play for K-State begins in 2 weeks. I was pleased. It was not a close game. I was able to get some rest and excitement for the relay race I was about to participate. That will be on my Seamless Plug EG3 podcast coming out. I'll be recording that probably either tomorrow or maybe later today. We'll see what happens there, but everything kind of turned out a great night. Obviously, it was Harley Day, or in this instance, on this podcast, Harley Night. Rockets crowd, Ayoka Lee seeing all the posts, a little jealous, but hey, seeing Ayoka Lee get out there in the band section. Gabby Gregory was one of the participants. Ride-alongs for the Harley Night festivities there as well, and bringing on the Gap Goat, baby. That's what I'm talking about right there. Let me see what I was going to do. Yeah, McMillan, the receiver I mentioned earlier, 138 yards. That didn't really matter that much there as well here. Yeah, there we go. So K-State goes to, yeah, this is what I wanted. Yeah, 3-0. On the year, Arizona drops to 2-1. their ass well in his football game here. Let's see if we get total offense. Yeah, K-State, 391. Now, despite that, only 7 points given up for this K-State defense. They did give up, besides that, over 300 yards total offense there as well in this game. Avery Johnson, we already mentioned that. DJ Giddens fell short of 100 yards on 17 carries, 86 to be exact. Dylan Edwards, the story of the night yet again. Edwards, I think, has scored in every game so far. Yep. Every special team has scored every game. Dylan Edwards, I said it. Also in the preview pod, you got to give him the ball. He can light it up in one play, just like that punt return, right? I said that, and it proved truth again on Friday night. Edwards, 6 carries, 41 yards there. And receiving, Jace Brown, 60 catches. That's too much for a game. 3 catches for 60 yards there. Braden Lofton, who would have thought about this? 2 scores in the first 3 games. He scored again on Friday night. There as well, a leading tackle for K-State. Jacob Parrish had a big night. And Austin Romaine continues to trend in the right direction. He had 6 tackles. Jacob Parrish had 7, total of 8. Romaine 7, and Austin Rex Van Wee getting in the mix on Austin Moore with 4. So there you go on that little stats right there as well. So just a quick reaction edition. We're 3-0, baby, and heading off with a lot of momentum, man. We welcome Oklahoma State next in the mix. So very, very solid performance under lights against a ranked opponent, 20th ranked Arizona. From the first drive on, K-State just owned Arizona in this football game. So every look good. Every look really good on Friday night. So got an off week to kind of retool a little bit. And hey, get ready for Oklahoma State Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. Freedom Bubble Daily, or whenever I had a chance to record Kansas State content, reaction pod, K-State Nation. We're undefeated, baby. 3-0, headed this off week, baby. We took care of Arizona, 20th ranked Arizona on Friday night, 31-7. 14th ranked K-State again, 31. 20th ranked Arizona, 7. More reaction to this on the Podbean app. So make sure you download the Podbean app right now. And me and Alex will be back on there talking K-State football and getting our thoughts between Tulane and, of course, Arizona. That's going to wrap things up for right now in this edition of the Pro Project Podcast. If you're not subscribed already, please do that. That would be tremendous for you guys as K-State football right now trending, obviously, in the right direction. And we're coming off that raucous crowd on Friday night. No better atmosphere than Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to wrap it up on this reaction edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pro Project Podcast continues. Cats. Okay.